I'm going to take the liberty of preaching from the aisle because the precedent has been set. So I'm going to just stay right here and talk to y'all. I wonder how many of you have never heard that story before? I do not see a hand raised. How many of you still have questions or thoughts or wonder about this particular gospel? Anybody? Ah, there are a few hands. So I do have something to say. You know, that's the wonderful thing about Scripture. We call it the living Word. And the reason we call it the living Word, of course, is because of Jesus. But we also call it the living Word, the words that are set down in our Bible, because they come to us new every time. There is always inspiration, insight. God is speaking to us. The Spirit is speaking to us in these words. And so we are welcome to come to the Word and not find out the exact same thing we found out last time. This particular scripture is something that I have known for a very long time. I've put Mary and Martha together all my life because when I was little, my mom belonged to a church guild. Women's groups in those days in the Episcopal Church were called guilds. And her guild was Mary and Martha. So I know that Mary and Martha go together. I've always known that. But then I actually read the story. And as a self-identified Martha, I didn't like it. I don't know. It seems like it didn't fit. But because this word is living, we can think about it, this story, in many different ways. We could talk about sibling rivalry. There's a place to go. We could talk about poor communication skills. Why is Martha going to Jesus rather than directly to Mary? Come on, help me. Well, there might be reasons for that. I'm a sister, and I know that if I were doing something that I really wasn't supposed to, and my sister said, psst, get here, I could kind of pretend I didn't see it. However, if my dad said, Dinah, get up and help, I was up in a minute. So there could be a reason why she went to see Jesus or asked Jesus this question. We could talk about the gifts of faith and works. Boy, Martin Luther had a lot to say about those, didn't he? And Mary won, by the way. So there are so many ways that we could go into this scripture and probably have a very rich and meaningful sermon. I'm not going there. The words that caught me this time in this particular telling are the ones that Jesus says to Martha. When he starts, he says, only one thing is necessary. Okay. Good. Tell me. But he doesn't. He just goes on to say, Mary has chosen the better part, and it shall not be taken from her, which is the part that kind of hangs me up as a self-identified Martha that says, huh? She really is better? You really do like her better than you like me? Makes me feel very insecure. So I've sat with this scripture on many occasions, and many years ago, I sat with it and I wrote what I was thinking and what I was feeling and asked for, in prayer, for the inspiration to help understand how is this scripture helpful to me, because honestly, I wasn't finding it helpful. So this is what I wrote. Martha's words fill my mouth as her broom fills my hands. I sweep and polish so that they may worship in beauty. I bake and bustle so that they may enjoy food and fellowship. Man and woman may not live by bread alone, but they live by bread, my bread. Jesus, there's so much to do. Jesus, I'm tired. Jesus, Mary isn't even helping. Martha, Martha, don't call Mary away from me. She has chosen the better part. Martha, call me to you. Come unto me in all that you do. I am with you always, even as you work. My yoke is light. I will share your work with you. Be my beloved Martha. Be with me. And come to find out, prayer at work is an ancient tradition. I was reminded when I spoke with friends about this gospel this week that the Celts have prayers in the morning and all day long as they do their work. Prayer for rising in the morning, prayer for setting the fire, prayer for putting on the teapot, prayer as they milk the cows or go after the sheep. Their life is filled with prayer as they do work. They are not separate things. They are praying. God is with them as they work. It's a monastic tradition as well. The monks pray. Many monasteries and orders of monks have prayers throughout their day. They're not two separate things. Mary and Martha, I think my mom's guild had the right idea. They are together. It is Mary and Martha. It is faith and work. Both of them are important to the kingdom. So what does that mean for somebody like me who thinks of themselves as a Martha? Does it mean that I reject the Mary part? Or if you're a Mary, does it mean that what you want to do is just sit at the feet of Jesus and pray? How can we see these as both sides of one coin, prayer and work? That whether we are working, we need to pray. And when we are praying, this is our work, but there is also work out in the world. So I wondered for myself, because that's who I usually preach to, is, can I stretch? Can I think of myself as a Martha and also a Mary? Can I spend time at Jesus' feet quietly, contemplatively, stilling all of those words that flash through my mind, and sit with Jesus? Or if you perhaps are a Mary, can you bring Jesus and the prayers into your work? Because even Marys have to work. Can you stretch out and find places where you find Jesus in this world as you are doing work? Jesus, I believe, loves us. I don't think he loves Mary more than Martha, or my sister more than me. Jesus loves us for who we are, Mary or Martha, or Patsy or Dinah, or any other names that we claim. But Jesus also invites us to a fuller life. And I suspect for me this morning, that is what I hear in this gospel, that Jesus is inviting me and perhaps you as well to a fuller life, to a life where you claim another side of yourself, another part of yourself, bringing Jesus into the work that you do, bringing work into your prayer life, reminding yourself that God loves us in the fullness of our lives. And what God wants for us is fuller lives than we have without Him. So today I invite myself and all of you to an experiment. Try it out. If you're a Martha, pray while you work. If you're a Mary, think about your prayers as work, and then carry that work out into the world. And if you're kind of on between and say, well, you know, sometimes I'm a Mary and sometimes I'm a Martha, that's okay too. What God is inviting us to, I think, is fullness of life. Inviting us to go out into the world and express the light, the fact that our lives are better and fuller and more rich because God is with us always. Amen.